I gotta tell you, I'm happy and kind of surprised to see everybody here today.
Woohoo!
Alex, producer MYK, Liv the Web Girl, myself, we all made it through. How's everybody feeling after carb night? Saturday was kind of whatever. Sunday, you know, snake pit for some of us, the Indy 500, and then yesterday being Memorial Day. How's everybody doing?
I feel good. I feel well rested. After yesterday, I had a nice relaxing day just by the pool all day, hanging out. So I feel good. I feel like it was a successful weekend.
I kind of feel a little bit just tired when you're out in the sun so much, where, and not even necessarily dehydrated, but I was at a pool a couple of times this weekend, including yesterday. But I'm feeling good. Liv, I mean, since we're backtracking now, how was your day yesterday? How was your Memorial Day? I think you were at a pool too, right?
Yeah, I was in a pool in Cincinnati. I'm very tired. I'm not going to lie. Extremely tired today. Yesterday was a little bit stressful.
Why?
I lost my keys in the snake pit.
Oh, nice. To your house or your car or what?
To both.
Oh, you did? I was kidding. You lost your car key?
I lost my car key and my apartment
key. Oh, no, Liv?
Yeah, and I don't know what happened. The last memory I have with them was me shotgunning beers with these strangers.
Oh no.
And that usually happens.
I got it.
I think I was trying to put them back in my purse and I missed because I had a super small purse.
Yeah.
And so I had to go all the way to Cincinnati yesterday to go get my spare house key and my car key.
Why don't you give one of us a spare key so that if this happens, then we live closer to get it?
See, that I'm thinking I'm going to do that.
That's too much logic, Alex.
Yeah, quit using it.
Listen, guys, I hung out with Liv for a long period of time in the snake pit before we lost her, and the amount of times that she dropped her passport... Her cell phone, her keys, okay. Insane.
I can't see that. This is why I can't party with Liv. She would give me severe anxiety.
She was giving it to me. I was like, man.
I can't.
So many people, they were saviors in that snake, but they were like, here, you drop this. Here's your passport.
Yeah, they were like, hey, is this your phone? You and I was like, I didn't even realize I didn't have my phone.
Liv's just on the ground.
I'm a snake.
I'm like, okay.
Make a snake.
I was like, yep, all right. You had too much.
So fun, though.
Next year, Liv, you just need to hire like a nanny to follow you around to make sure that she just holds your stuff for you, make sure you have water, sunscreen, you're hydrated. Yeah. I worry about you.
Yeah, well, I didn't get burnt, really. So that's good. But I think I just need to like tape everything to me.
Yeah.
Like just strap it on. I know, you know, somehow.
Velcro. We get something where it's Velcro so it sticks to you really strong. Like I Velcroed my phone. I Velcroed this. There's a good chance it'll hang on then. All right. Well, that was kind of fun. Did you guys have a good time on Friday night? We had Max and the party pupils at our carb night party. That was really cool.
I did. It was a beautiful night to be up on Regent's rooftop tower. I mean, the sunset was gorgeous. The weather was not too hot, not too cold. It was just literally perfect. And I mean, there's something about being on a rooftop in summer. Very romantic.
Oh, yeah. It was so romantic.
Oh, I saw your Instagram photos. It was very romantic. I got to see firsthand how the Instagram pose goes down.
Yes. I broke some rules to get that picture.
I saw the bouncer. What did he say to you?
Had to bribe some security guards.
What did he say?
He said, you can't go past this point, ma'am. And I said, I'm hosting this event. Can I please take a picture?
What did he say?
He said, I guess.
Oh, nice.
He turned the other cheek.
Yeah. He told me to get the hell out of there, though. But it was fun. What'd you guys think? I think one of my favorite things from going back to the Indy 500 was the stealth bomber kind of flying overhead. That thing was badass.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys even see that?
I did.
It was so stealthy. Liv, did you see it?
I don't really know what you guys are talking about.
It looked like a big old UFO, remember?
It's like if you're in another country, you see that. It's like, uh-oh, they're going to drop a bomb on us.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the big triangle flying through the air. Did you see that big triangle?
Yeah. Liv was like, oh, my God.
They finally came for us.
There was definitely some interesting stuff going on in the section that I was sitting in, because I was sitting in turn two for the actual race.
Yeah.
And first of all, one guy right next to me, when Danica crashed, yelled, good, she can go home and go back to the kitchen where she belongs.
Oh, really?
Yes. Which I did not like. I thought that was horrible.
Did you stand up like, excuse me?
Me and another girl both yelled, shut up. So he was awful. And then after Kelly Clarkson sang the national anthem, somebody yelled, shut up and go home, you fat liberal. That's what they yelled.
Let's recreate it. Go ahead and be that person. Sing it, Kelly. She sounded amazing, by the way.
She sounded so good.
I know.
Everybody stood up and started cheering.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wait, cheering that they said, should it be fat liberal or that she was
Kelly
done
Clarkson.
Singing? Oh, okay.
No, yeah. I just was like, oh my.
I imagine the things seen inside everywhere is amazing.
And I saw so many butt cracks.
Yes, there are no rules in the
crazy.
Snake pit, at the race, anywhere on that track.
It's very interesting. It's a very interesting event, to say the least. You get some interesting characters. So my experience watching the race for the first time, it was good. It was very hot. I seriously felt like I was going to pass out. I was so hot, but I guess I heard that this was one of the hottest years they've ever had.
Oh, it has to have been. Has to have been.
I'm glad it wasn't raining, though, and cold. That would have been, I'd rather have hot like that than raining and cold.
Right.
Well, it was cool. You can see all the pictures we have. Maybe there's a photo where you can see Live With Her Keys and Without on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram, but I'm glad you got them back, by the way, too.
Well, I got my spares. I don't actually have my set back.
Are you going to contact IMS like, hi?
I tried to. I left the message, so fingers crossed.
Boy. I'm sure you're fingers the only crossed. Person that did that. Yeah, they probably have like 20 cars that they just won right now. All right, cool. Check it out on our Instagram. You see all the photos and all the video. Joe and Alex Show.